Hello, Hope Hassan.
Hi, Chrissy Rios.
How are you doing?
I'm buzzing.
Oh my God, I'm. It's fair to say I'm a little drunk.
I mean, you're in your house, so
I know.
That's great.
I mean, well, we are on quarantine, so I'm just taking advantage of the notion, I guess. I just want to pre-apology. It's one of those I don't know if that's what it's called, but it sounds like an accurate way to describe it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to apologize now for any slurring, any ridiculousness that might occur, because I've had about now 5 shots of this brown sugar bourbon.
I know. I saw you pour yourself another one.
Yeah.
I'm not at that level yet.
And I've drank almost the entire Short Fuse German chocolate beer.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even halfway through.
Yeah. I can feel that, you know, that sensation your body feels. I told you like an hour ago.
That's the my magical. Lips are, it's a magical moment.
Yeah, my lips are tingling. Like, I know I'm there, but now I can feel it going down to like my toes.
Mm-hmm. It's magic.
It feels good. I haven't felt this chill all week. It's been a long week.
It's been a week.
Girl, it has been a week. So it's fair to say I needed just to get a little shit-faced.
Just a little.
It's unfortunate that I did it. I mean, I did it. Well, yeah, I could do it without not being on a pod.
Yeah, that comes later.
But I have really good professional control, so I'm going to try to channel that in.
I like that professional control.
See how that works out for me today. All right, so I'm sorry, I'm already off the legs. I'm off our whole thing. All right, so Illinois is on lockdown.
Yeah, we are.
Why is it so funny?
I don't know.
Because booze, that's why. Illinois is on lockdown, though.
Yes.
Of course, that meant that you left your house. Well, actually, we're good until 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, 5 p.m. is the...
They're not going to... Here's the thing, okay? So we will be able to drive, because we are allowed to go to grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
We are allowed to go to essential places, get gas, whatever. And, you know, there are stores that are open.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that outside of this whole COVID thing that I wanted to talk about that happened. So today, Kenny Rogers passed away. And it was such a bummer for me because for me, especially Kenny Rogers, I mean, you were like probably not even born.
No, I was not when he was like super popular.
Super popular.
No.
But I was a kid, and my grandfather loved Kenny Rogers.
He has a very chill vibe.
He is. He's kind of, I think that was my grandpa's vibe, though, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's why he liked him so much. But I remember being in the car once, and there was this song that came on the radio, and my grandma and my grandpa were sitting in the front seat. And this was, you know, just such a not typical thing. My grandma and grandpa hardly ever traveled together unless they were going on big road trips.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rare that they went anywhere together. I know it sounds odd, but she was just the caretaker. She always wanted to be at home.
The homebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting in the back seat, and it was just me and them. And this Kenny Rogers song came on that was called She Believes in Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was playing, and then I realized that my grandfather had grabbed my grandmother's hand.
Aww.
And he was essentially singing the song. He would stop like any chance he got, and he would turn to her, and he was singing the song. And every time that it got to the part that it was like, she believes in me. Oh, see, I knew I was going to cry. Didn't want to do it, but I am. Anytime it got to the part where it was like, she believes in me, mm-hmm. he looked at her. And there's this one line in the song where it says, God, her love is true.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at her, and he grabbed her hand, and I saw him squeeze her hand. And I was far too young to understand what was happening in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, you remember that memory. For some reason, it just stuck out. And it's always stuck out to me. It's never gone away. It didn't just like, oh, I just remembered it today.
Yeah.
But I've always remembered that. And I've always had that song on my Spotify.
Aww.
Because I remembered that moment. And I knew that something special had happened there.
I love that.
Is that not the
sweetest?
I mean, in the state of the world, and the things that we dealt with in the last couple of weeks, that was like a moment that brought me back that said, it's all okay in the end. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, there's these moments that you have and these memories you have. And so, yeah.
I love that story. So sweet.
It's
such a sappy thing, but so great.
It's very sappy. And I
love it.
I have to tell you, when I woke up this morning, in all fairness, too, when I woke up this morning, I didn't see that he had passed away on regular media. I saw it from a post from Samoa Joe.
Oh my God.
He had posted, it said Samoa Joe had just posted, and it said Kenny Rogers. And I was like, why is he posting about Kenny Rogers?
You know? Yeah.
Like, it just didn't seem. And then his post was something about Song of the Day, The Gambler, Rest in Peace Legend. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not prepared for that. And then I went and, you know, saw that he had passed away. But it was. Okay, here's the real. So he was 81.
Okay.
But I feel like when I was a kid, I thought he was 81.
I'll agree with you.
I mean, he's
I thought he's been old forever.
Right?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. It's terrible. You're going to hell. So, but I always thought he was way older. So
I agree.
To hear he was 81 was kind of a surprise because I didn't expect him to be.
He must have had white hair when he was like 20.
Like my dad, dude. Like, seriously. I mean, it just, once it goes, like, Steve Martin, too. I mean, I think he was, like, in his 30s, right, when his hair went completely, like, gray-white. It just, that's how it is for some people. It just goes early, and it goes all together at once.
At least they got hair.
All right. Wow. Sorry, bald listeners. Jesus. We guess we know what Hope thinks about you.
Bald is sexy, too.
Jesus, Hope. You know that moment where
let me just fill in the pothole.
I know, right? Like, you know, moment where you've already said something and you're like, I've already said it, but now how do I like put a band-aid over it and stick it to wet skin? That's what you just tried to do.
Wow. You could even give me dry skin.
No, because that shit was not sticking. Since this has been a week, and we will reiterate, it has been a week.
Yeah, it has.
We decided there was no better thing for us to do than to get together and not make a drink of the week and make it fancy, but to have a fucking beer and a fucking shot. And we have had multiple on the shots.
Oh, yeah, we have.
I more than hope, but it's whatever.
It's okay.
I would actually shot this one now if I was. I might. Who knows? We'll see. We decided to do a beer and a shot because, frankly, there was just no way we wanted to have anything that wasn't. Man, we vibe with you guys right now, and we just want to say, pick up a fucking beer, toast it in the air, know we're with you, and so we're doing it with a short fuse. We did try the short fuse German chocolate cake stout. It's good.
It's a good beer.
It's good. It's a good beer.
The name is a little misleading.
Yeah.
I know that. They already prefaced, like, it's not exactly like the cake. And I never once anticipated that.
Right.
Because German chocolate cake is one of my faves.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I love it. Chocolate and coconut can't go wrong. I don't like chocolate.
That's probably why.
But this was, to me, it was more of like a dark chocolate stout.
Oh, no, 100%.
Like, if I had to rebrand it.
Which, okay, I can get past it because I actually like dark chocolates more than I like milk chocolates, and I don't like sweet. So it didn't hit the mark of not being sweet. But if you call it a German chocolate cake, I'm almost expecting a coconut.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't feel like there's coconut. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, there's not a. I taste the chocolate. I taste the nuts. But the coconut is kind of.
Even the nut is kind of low.
Yeah.
But I do taste the chocolate, and the chocolate part of it is good.
I mean, would I buy it again? Yeah. I would give it another shot. I just think the name is a little misleading. That's all.
Agreed. Now, I will say the savior for the day for me has been the multiple shots of brown sugar bourbon.
Oh, it is good.
God, I told you were going to love this because when I first introduced it, you were on vacation.
Yeah.
You were getting lost at sea.
Yes.
So...
Which I haven't even covered.
We haven't gotten to that yet. It's going to happen. But you were out lost at sea and I had
you were on land drinking some BSB.
Honestly, this stuff is amazing.
It's really good.
I cannot
stop. The drinkability, easy.
So Hope is a big fan of the regular BSB, the brown sugar bourbon. I love the BSB 103.
Packs a punch.
It's strong, but I like strong drinks. I'm a strong shot, stronger. It's even like with tequila, though. You know, I don't drink it with lime. Mm-hmm. I don't do salt. I just drink shots. I don't. Yeah. It's not to say anything against anybody who does it, because a lot of people need the lime. They need the salt. I don't want any of that. I just want the shot. So it just depends on what your preference is, right? Yeah. I have drank, what did I say, four? I think four. It's my fifth.
Oh, this will be my fifth shot. That will be your fifth, probably.
Yeah. I'm actually doing pretty good, though, when you think about it.
Yeah. You've been pacing yourself.
So, yeah, no, I have.
It wasn't like one, two, three, right after.
I could, though.
I know you could. Of this one,
I could. I mean, of this, I could. Easily. Of the brown sugar bourbon.
And then I'd be scraping Chrissy off of the floor.
But the reason why, though, it isn't so intensely strong, mm-hmm. where you're just like, I can't do anymore. I can't.
Yeah.
You don't feel as if you're drinking heavy duty shots, yeah. if yeah. that makes sense.
I gotcha.
So we have had plural on the shots.
Yeah. We pregame so again, with it.
I apologize if there is any slurring in this podcast. There will be no editing. Stuff is staying in. All right. Let's go forth into our quarantined life.
Yeah.
So what are some of the lessons you've learned about yourself during your quarantine?
Chrissy, it's been
I'm going to do my shot now. Is that
go
cool?
Go for it. It's been a, man, I don't even have the words. It's been an interesting time for me.
Ooh, that was.
Are you all right?
Ooh, that one got me. No, go ahead. I'm fine.
As she pours another.
I am pouring another.
It's been a very interesting time. I would say being in quarantine, some of the things that I've learned about myself is, first and foremost, I freaking love being alone. I really do. I feel like the last, I'll say, 4 weeks have been really crazy for me.
Yeah,
personal life and traveling and family and whatnot. It's just been really crazy. So this past week that I've been alone, I have had meltdowns. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's been emotions that have come in waves for me, mm-hmm. but I do truly like being alone. Like, I needed this.
Yeah. I live alone, so I get it. Mm-hmm. And I do. There's a beauty of that. Like, this is my time. This is my
solitude.
Space, except for my roommate that whines.
It's okay. So I've learned that. I would also say I'm a huge coffee drinker. You know, when you're at work or you're buying coffee here and there, running around, you're kind of just like drinking mindlessly.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm like, I'm brewing a whole pot of coffee. I'm drinking almost the entire pot. And I'm like, man, I don't know if this is healthy. Maybe I should drink some water. But nonetheless, those two first and foremost. And then I realized that I probably should have been a little bit more responsible within the last, like, 5 years or so, and got myself a new computer because it is
chugging.
It's chugging. It's a MacBook Pro. It's going to be 11 in May.
But God, see, this is why I own a Mac, because you just said something that most, all right, I'm going to say it. There's probably going to be a PC person that's going to flip me off, but this is where Macs excel, in my opinion. I'm a Mac girl. I'm an Apple girl. Mm-hmm. Every product I own, you know, is Apple Mac.
They should already sponsor us with the amount of shit you always, like, you're always pumping them up.
I'm such, honestly, the fact that I don't have the Apple logo tattooed on me at this point is a fucking mystery.
Please don't.
I'm not gonna, unless they pay me.
Pay me or give me products.
Give me product. I don't even want your money. I want your product.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want your phone. I want your computer.
Yeah.
If I'm going to ink my body, I want all your computer. And I want, like, new upgrades every couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Lifetime. Basically,
as
like
I say
a lifetime.
That, I'm like, wait a minute. What if they're like, no, you get one? All right.
I feel like, yeah, you would still be
I would
like, okay.
Still do it. All right.
It depends on the size of the tattoo, actually. Like, are you going to get the logo on your back?
No, I agree with you.
On your butt cheek or on your arm.
I mean, come on. Putting an Apple logo on your butt cheek, is that the worst thing that's going to happen?
Or maybe on your boob.
No, absolutely not. No boob tattoos. It's not happening ever. I love my boobs. I honestly spend more time playing with them and touching them than any man has ever.
Oh, my
and
God.
I guarantee you there is no tattoos going on.
They must stay
on these
in
babies.
Pristine.
No, I already told you, if there ever comes a point, and they're great right now, but mm-hmm. if there ever comes a point where they're like, gross and sagging, I'm going to get a boob job. That's the first thing I'm doing. Like, I don't care. If they even said to me, you know, this could technically be like a health risk for you to do it. Nope. Pump them up. That's it.
Pump them up.
You better make those things poof. Like, I don't care. Mm-mm. No. This is my one thing.
That's, everybody has a one thing, like, though.
It's my, that's it. Mm-hmm. I've always had great boobs. I will continue that. When I die, my boobs, when I'm laying on the slab, mm-hmm. my boobs will be like.
At full attention.
They're going to be like, man, those are a great set of, mm-hmm. those are great tits. Like, that's what I want.
You know what, Chrissy? I support you.
Thank you.
I really do.
So when I need a ride home from the hospital, I know you'll like come pick me up. Like, Chrissy, are you done? Yeah. They're just taking that last bit of tape off. Let's get going.
Oh my God.
Take these new bad boys for a spin. Oh, yeah. Oh All right. So my quarantine lessons mm-hmm. have been, for one, I'm a total fucking grazer. Like, I visit my kitchen a little more than I should.
I figured in this period of time that we're all home, I'm either going to lose weight or gain 30 pounds.
That's been everybody's meme, too. Like they're sitting down, then all of a sudden, have you ever seen that one where, I think it's The Rock, and he's like real buff, and then they show him the next time, and he's like real, like they've got him in a fat body suit or something.
No.
Oh my God, I'll have to send it to you. But there's been a meme of me before quarantine, me after quarantine, yeah. and I'm like, oh my God, I am the after. It's
like I'm either going to eat everything to the point where I can't fill myself up anymore, or I did not have enough food, so I just lost all the weight.
Yeah. No, I'm not that person.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to.
So I had my weigh-in this morning. I gained 0.2. So 0.2 is not bad because okay. it's not even a full pound. It's 0.2. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right. Drink a shit ton of booze now today.
Liquid diet.
Liquid diet, baby. The other thing that I've learned is I am a shopaholic for things that I never buy when I'm not on lockdown. Mm-hmm. So in the past 2 weeks, I bought what could be considered a substantial amount of makeup. And not makeup. We're talking high-end makeup.
The good shit.
Like NARS. And I've been shopping, what's her name again?
Charlotte Tilbury.
That's the one. Like the fact that hey Hope, what do you think of this? You already know I'm in on it. Something's coming to my door.
You know what? Truthfully, I've never tried any of her products. So, well, but I've heard great things. Like, I've heard plenty of beauty bloggers, vloggers talk about her stuff all the time.
All of the reviews, I've watched many of a YouTube video, which I also don't do. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people that sits and just watches copious amounts of YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. But this week, there has been a surge in my viewing plan. There is a girl, her name is Raw Beauty Christy. I showed you her last week.
Oh, she is funny.
Oh my God. She is hysterical. And her reviews, I mean, at the end, she's not just doing it for funny. She'll tell you, like, this is worth it, this isn't. But she is funny as fuck. I cannot recommend her enough. I happened upon her on accident. It's been one of the best treats of my entire week. I've loved her. I've sat down and watched makeup videos and then ordered a shit ton of makeup because of her. And I'm not even a makeup girl.
I know you're not.
This is where you know this is like lockdown spending. Because I don't wear makeup every day. I'm not a makeup girl.
Yeah.
In that sense. I like to wear makeup. When I do it, I want it to be really good.
Tasteful. Yeah.
But am I an everyday makeup girl? No. Mm-hmm. So then I'm spending.
Well, Chrissy, this is
generous
amounts. This is what I'll say to that.
As a makeup girl, this is what I'll say.
As a makeup girl, I, too, have spent money on ridiculous shit in the last week of being locked down. But part of me is like, well, I'm not spending all of this excess money. Not that it's excess, because by no means do we have excess money. But I'm not using it towards lunch or gas or whatever.
True.
So I'm going to splurge on myself.
I mean, I did do stuff for the pod, too. So I feel good about that because I bought a brand new backdrop for us so we can start taking some really dope photos.
So sparkly. I can't wait to use it.
It's so sparkly.
If anyone knows me, you know I like shiny
things. Oh, my
gosh.
I actually didn't even take it out of the packaging until Hope approved it because if it wasn't up to her standards, it was going back.
Duh.
Duh. And I did get a new setup so that we can potentially have guests or even a third person join us on occasion here and there.
I'm really excited about that
more
stuff.
More to come.
Yes.
But with that being said, no, I've just mostly spent big money on makeup, though.
Yeah, it's okay. I did. You know what else I got? Speaking of spending unnecessarily, it's something that I've been meaning to buy for a while. You guys are going to laugh. I finally downloaded Sims to my Xbox.
I can't even do the... I just... No.
I'm so excited about going home and playing it.
Sims.
Dude, you don't understand. Like, as a child,
no,
everybody
understand.
Had Sims, and I didn't.
Oh, my God.
So I've been deprived of Sims for however long Sims has been around.
Listen, I understand. As a gamer, and I'm a gamer girl, so you know I get it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Megan sent me a message this morning, and she said, "We're on lockdown. Mikey won't stop playing Call of Duty. All I could think about was you." I was like, I have finally achieved a status with the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing.
Have you guys played together?
Mikey?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know he played.
Oh.
But now that I know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because she doesn't play. Megan was like, I played Black Ops. And she's like, that's the last time I played. And she was like, and it was the one when I was in high school. So she's talking about like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I play now.
I know.
So I was like, your husband just keeps getting better and better. I just wish he wasn't an Ohio State guy. But other than that, and she said, yeah, too bad he's an Ohio State guy. And I was like, yeah, that's his one, like,
flaw.
Huge, it's his fault. It's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you playing today?
So the plan is, depending on what my day holds for me, because I've been in this oblivion. My boss said it was Thursday, and I was under the impression that it was still Wednesday.
Yeah, my days have been fucked
I can't
up.
Keep track of my days, but hopefully I'll go home, turn on Xbox, download the material so that I can play all night.
Oh, see, you just, I almost cried. You just won my heart over so much.
Probably not going to get very far.
It doesn't matter. You said play all night. I'm going to play Call of Duty. I played a little last night.
Play all night and drank.
I need to find out because Kevin and I play a lot. So mm-hmm. Kevin and I keep missing each other in the gaming world. I need to.
So is that something you'll be doing more often on this lockdown?
Fuck yeah. Oh, the only other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to watch. Okay, so I have to give a big shout out to Rigo.
Okay.
Because he gave me a year membership to DC Network.
Wow. Rigo, in for the win.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Dude, it's good to have friends.
You literally took the words out of my mouth right now.
But Rigo has always been good to me, and I can't deny that. He's always taken care of me. He's taken care of Quinn.
Yeah.
He's taken care of the pod, and he's just,
super generous.
He's a good, it's not even beyond the generous. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, I really appreciate him, and I don't know that he ever gets that kind of appreciation from us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
the
Rigo.
The fact that he just gave me a year membership.
I know. Nice.
To DC Network so that I can watch Harley Quinn and knowing that that would be the thing. I watched the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second, a brief second, where she swears so much. And I mean, she like curses. And there's a moment where it happens where I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I was prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, you know what? Now I realize I am Harley. I was like, I can relate to this Harley Quinn. Like, mm-hmm. I can.
Well. All right.
So let me ask you a question. Aside from what we know now, of what we our bad habits on lockdown. I have to ask you now, what will you be doing on the rest? Gaming aside, because we already know mm-hmm. that's there. What will you be doing on the rest of your lockdown?
Well, Chrissy. I mean, there are some things that I do need to do for myself. In a professional sense,
mm-hmm.
which I mean, it's been something I've been talking about. And now I just feel like the universe is like, hey, guess what? You've been planning this for so long. I'm literally stopping everything so you can get your shit together.
I'm in the same boat.
So honestly, I think I'm going to try to dedicate some of my time to that and then drink. No, Chrissy.
I love that this is your plan.
Stefan thinks I'm fucking crazy.
Wait, no. Let me stop you. I just need to stop you. I have two directives. One, professionally get my shit together. Two, drink. That's it.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
What was Stefan thinking?
Stefan thinks I'm crazy. Like he, and I will explain further why that is. Those two things are first and foremost on the top of my priority list. I don't know. Maybe I'd do something artsy fartsy. Who knows? Are you doing anything specific on lockdown?
I have a challenge for you, actually.
Oh, okay.
Goodfellas is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So last night when I went on to the old Netflix to see what I wanted to waste the rest of my night on.
Okay.
I'm scrolling and I see Goodfellas is now on Netflix. Holy shit. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more excuses for old Hope Hassan. It's on the Netflix. And if she said to me, I don't have Netflix anymore, I would add her as a motherfucking extra person on my list.
I am a Netflix user, subscriber.
I knew you were. I just said if you came back to me with any sort of excuses.
I was just going to say, add it to the list of stuff I should have been watching for the last 4 years.
You've never seen it.
Well, I've never seen it in its entirety.
Oh, you're going to see it in its entirety. You're going to. So here's my mission.
Okay.
You have 1 week. And I need to get your take. So take notes, girl.
Uh-huh.
I need your take on Goodfellas.
So the funny thing is, and I am willing to do this challenge and complete it to its fullest. The funny thing is, my mom is a big mobster, Italian, crazy story person. Like, she is a big Goodfellas, but also big Godfather person. And I've watched one or two of those with her, but again, that was so many years ago, I don't even remember.
So Godfather I've seen, of course. I it's probably most people have.
Yeah.
But Goodfellas is okay. Like, that's, well, I'll just call you a giant pussy if you don't. You don't get an accent. You just, it would be pussy. There's no fanciness if you don't watch it.
Fine.
Come on.
Fine.
Come on.
Fine.
So that is my one thing you have to do.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, so the other thing I'm going to work on is I'm going to take selfies.
Do it.
I never take them.
I know.
The last one I took looked like a fucking mugshot. It looked like a good mugshot.
I mean, your hair was on point, girl.
My fucking hair
looked
so good on that
one. I was like,
one.
Damn, girl.
I know. A little bit of that flat iron curl, man. It worked.
If I saw you on the correctional website, I might be like, hey.
You'd have been like, bonk, chicka, wah, yeah. Wah. But... Why not? So I am going to work on that. I haven't taken a bunch in forever. I just not. I don't know why. It's just not been my thing. I don't really. I go through spurts, I guess,
mm-hmm.
where I feel myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, girl.
I think that's totally natural.
For everybody,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of in a place where maybe I'm not 100% feeling myself,
yeah.
But I need to feel myself.
Well, if you decide to use all your expensive makeup, it'll give you an excuse.
I know.
To.
I'm about to put on some fucking lashes today, bro. I got my new lash order. Lashify is the
I
shit.
I never thought I'd hear Chrissy say, I got my new lash order today, and I can't wait to put them on.
It's fair. In the time that you've known me, this is not.
It's very unlike you, yeah. But I'm embracing it. I love it.
I just think I'm in this place where I'm like, you know what? I made a mention to Megan today, too. I kind of want a date. And I told her that. I'm like, I really want a date. So it's really tough to date in the middle of fucking quarantine.
But, you know, I've heard people. Is this? I don't know if this is
virtual
true.
Dates.
Yeah. Like,
I've
but
heard
Facebook,
of it too.
Facebook has a new dating aspect to it.
Wait, for virtual dates?
Like, well, not virtual dates, but I think it's kind of like a Tinder situation. Not as grimy.
Okay, there is no, those two things, Tinder and not grimy, don't go
no,
together.
No, but I think, I mean, okay, so I met Stefan prior to the Tinder craze.
Yes.
Which is a blessing in disguise,
no, it's,
you know?
It's a blessing.
So we never had the opportunity to get on that crap. So we met like naturally, organically, if you mm-hmm. want to say. But I've heard friends' stories, and now I've been seeing a lot of people post about this Facebook dating thing, which I'm just like...
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is either, but I saw stuff.
I don't know that I'd be... I mean, nothing from Facebook... I hate saying this, but nothing from Facebook has ever been, like, a promising
good.
Thing for
yeah.
me, so I don't know that I want to...
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not my... I don't know that it'll be my thing.
Yeah.
But I guess, I kind of think, like, virtual date is kind of cool in its own way if you're like having drinks and you're watching a show together. Because I know Hangouts now has that Netflix party thing, which is funny because I've been doing that forever with somebody, but it doesn't happen anymore. But you can watch a movie together. Mm-hmm. And you can pause it.
That's awesome.
So if one of you has to go to the bathroom, it pauses it for both of you. So it's not just running, which is kind of cool.
I thought it must be synced really well, too, then.
Well, it's because it's run through Hangouts and Netflix. I guess they're working together. Yeah, I mean, you still have to have somebody on the other side that's doing that with you. Otherwise, you're just on your own solo date, which, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Solo dates sometimes work out, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you're in the mood,
If you're in the mood, nothing is stopping you, especially in the middle of a quarantine. Yeah, you're like,
I mean, you're home alone.
It's just you and time. It's just you, you and your free
hand. Take my strong hand.
Take my strong hand.
Oh my god,
I can't. You're the worst.
You're welcome.
So then, the only other thing I'm doing is just I'm gonna write porn.
Are you legitimately serious about that?
Yeah.
I'm interested. Can I proofread?
Yeah, I'll totally.
Fuck yeah.
Well, wait, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
If you feel like sharing your creation.
Yeah, I mean, I could share it with you.
I am totally supporting this creative form of expression. Is this something that's like a personal journaling kind of deal where like it's just for you? Or if it was good enough to put out there, I'm all about being a share.
Well, wait a minute. Put it out there. Like, how? Do you mean to the masses or no, to send to, like, no, one like person? No,
you know, me or someone you trust.
You know, it's like me or to the masses.
I'm interested.
But the way you said, like, to me or the masses. Whatever. Yeah, I'm like, no, it's not for the masses. Okay. But I would.
Chrissy's like, I don't know.
I don't know if you're ready for that, but okay. I will let you proofread it because that's how much I love you.
I mean, we did go to that sex shop a while ago together, and we found a bunch of coins on the ground.
Girl, we did not just point. Let's go back. We did not just find them. We scooped them up like savages on a street in the snow.
And I might buses
coming at us. Hold on. We need to get this coin.
And I still might have them in my car.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
If you're not going to share it with the masses, and you might think about sharing it with
me. I mean, I'm going to share it with somebody.
This is what I'll say.
And then I'll share it with, I mean, I can share it with you and somebody.
If it makes you a little bit more at ease, I'll drink so that, you know, all judgment aside. Like, there won't be even any pre-notion of what the porn story might be or how I view you after that, you know?
I mean, I don't. Here's the thing.
If you're worried care, about judgment.
No, because from you, I don't care about judgment. I actually prefer you to be sober when you see my, like, crazy or my good or my bad. I'm almost like, I don't know if I want her to see what she's drunk, because then it is more of a, like, a bomb chicka wah. But here's the thing. Yes, you can proofread it. I'm good with that, because then I can send it on confidently.
Yeah, see? And let me tell you, so what we were talking about earlier about the booze and drinking for quarantine, Benny's is still open during this lockdown.
They literally sent an email like, did you get it today?
I did.
Oh, so they are like hardcore open 7 days a week.
So let me tie this all together for you. Not only are we going to be drinking, but I've spent probably what I would spend in a week on lunch.
Oh my God.
On booze.
I go to lunch and with you every day, so I know what that amount
and
is.
And I'm kind of ashamed, but kind of not. And I've been sneaking bottles to our bar in the house. Because I was like, if Stefan knows how many bottles I've bought in the last week, he would probably shit really bad.
All right, so what have you bought?
So these are things that I've been wanting to add to my bar. But obviously, they're not essentials by any means. But then, like I said earlier, I'm not spending on lunch and all that other shit that I usually spend on.
Yeah, so, no, I get this. I mean, I bought some booze since we've been out, too.
So I bought a wine.
What wine did you buy?
It's a red blend. It's called Smashberry.
Ooh, let me know how that is.
So I was like, I'll try this. And it was on sale.
So yeah, I don't care. Let me know how that is.
So I bought that. I bought a replacement bottle for my Bailey's because I was running low.
Same. I had to do that last week.
And I said, I'm drinking a lot of coffee so I can add some Bailey's.
Breakfast of champions, yo.
I bought Fino, but not the gold. I bought the silver.
I did try the silver when I was in Bidney's and they were offering samples of each variety. I tried the gold and I was in love.
Man, that bottle's sexy. And what else did I get? I have tons of beer in the fridge. I have Modelo in the fridge, but I also bought 2 rum chata bottles.
Did you get rum chata regular?
I got the regular because I don't want to invest in the limon unless I try it first.
Oh my God. I would never steer you wrong. That was so good.
I'm just worried. Okay. We all know rum chata. That used to be my go-to freshly 21. It's a creamy, sweet drink.
Yeah, my sister loves it.
You know, I drank that like milk for a long time.
Yeah, so does my sister.
And I was over it. So I hadn't purchased any rum chata in probably like 4 or 5 years. So the funny thing is, the reason why I bought 2 is because I recently found out that Misha's husband, James, has never tried it.
What?
He's never tried it.
No way.
So I talked to Misha last night and I was teasing. I said, hey, make sure you tell James like I got something for him. It's a surprise. So I said, I'm going to gift him his first bottle of rum chata. Oh. So yeah, I bought the smaller bottle, obviously, because A, I don't drink it in mass quantities as I used to.
Yeah.
And B, I don't know if he'll even like it.
Like it.
So then I told Misha, I said, if he doesn't like it, we'll drink it.
There you go.
You know, so yeah, I've spent quite a bit of cash and the people are like, oh, I'm stocking up on toilet paper or I'm stocking up on this or that. And here I am. Binnie's, take all my money. So with that being said, our friend from Rabid Brewing was featured.
She's been all over the news.
All over the place. Dude. I was going to say the Trib because that's originally where I saw her.
So here's the thing. I've seen it on a few ads, and I knew she was doing it through Facebook. So this morning, she sent me a message. Can we just talk about the fact that she is the sweetest human being in the world?
She is.
So Ray's our friend, and she owns a brewery, which we did our first, where we made beer.
We made our beer.
For the first time. So Ray owns a brewery in Homewood, Illinois, called Rabid Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And Homewood, Illinois is not close to Chicago by any stretch. It's about an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe now with no traffic, we're probably at 45 minutes.
Probably.
She sent me a message this morning to check in on me to see if I needed anything. And not beer. She meant anything.
Yeah.
What a sweet soul. Is she not the greatest human?
She is.
So when we first worked with Ray and we made, as a matter of fact, the very first time I met her, and I had no idea she was the owner, was back at the Shy Sox Brewery.
Yeah.
God damn it, I've had too much to drink. it was at the ballpark.
It was like right towards the end of summer.
They had the first brewery tasting at the ballpark, and I was beyond happy to be there. Beyond.
Yeah.
First off, it's my ballpark. Yes. I am a Sox girl. I'm a White Sox girl till the day I die. Their fucking logo tattooed on my body. I love that team. But aside from that, they had this really cool thing where they had breweries out at the ballpark.
Yeah. And that's how you met Ray.
She was so sweet. And I remember she pinned a clothespin to me.
Oh, yeah?
She put it on my shirt and she said, don't forget me. And I said, no, I won't. So the fact that she sent me a message this morning that she just wanted to send me, do you need anything? Mm-hmm. Toilet paper? Do you need shampoo? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
She would drive an hour. If you guys are not supporting this bar and you live in Illinois, you're making a mistake.
Yeah. It's great. It's something you want to be a part of.
That's it. You want to be a part of it.
Also, I have to say, I think it's pretty hilarious that they're sending out branded TP with every order of beer.
Yes! She was on the news for this.
Yeah, I love it.
Again, this is the full service that Rabid provides. You get some beer and you get a roll of toilet paper with every delivery.
I love it. Love, love, love it. But speaking of TP with every order. So my question is now, people are hoarding crazy shit. I've seen pictures. I've seen empty shelves. I've seen all sorts of stuff on social media. If you had to hoard an item, what would you hoard and why? Or are you hoarding anything currently?
I'm not hoarding anything. So I am a big believer on, I think for me, I always think about the person who doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. And I always have that in the back of my head. I have enough toilet paper. So what about the person that doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen a lot of people buying a shit ton of toilet paper.
Yes.
I mean, that's obviously been the coronavirus, like.
The thing.
The thing. Get your toilet paper.
Like 20 years from now, when someone says COVID-19, I'm going to say toilet paper.
Yeah. And who won't? Who won't, right? Yeah. I mean, it is kind of the, it's the calling card for this thing, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because of nowhere did anybody say, get all the toilet paper because you're going to have just diabolical fits of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Never has that been said.
Diabolical.
Diabolical.
I was going to say copious amounts
the
of shit.
The GD, diabolical diarrhea. Right? Nobody's ever said that. So the fact that people are freaking out about this and going over the edge on it is astounding to me. But in the same respect, I guess it's a, I think people go to what's comfort, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they go to what they think they need. Toilet paper has not been my ish. I have enough. I'm good. And if I have to, guess what? The stores are still open. Yeah. And if you don't find one store that has it, another store will.
Yeah, I agree.
Oddly enough, I chased around fucking Mr. Clean's. Like, they have this new, like, pro cleaner thing.
Uh-huh.
I chased that around like a fucking maniac for days.
Oh.
Days.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Oh, no, it's.
Because I'm a big fan of their
erasers.
I'm going
to show it to you before you leave. Oh, my God. This is money.
So I would say if I'm not hoarding anything, but I do have now that you guys know copious amounts of booze.
Well,
and
booze
also,
is not a hoarding thing. That's a necessity.
But I have a lot of bread. I brought home probably, but they're all different kinds. Like I have buns, I have sliced bread,
yeah,
I have some
bagel.
But at one
point they're stale. Why would you bring home a bunch?
I didn't bring home a bunch. Like I'm not, by no means is a hoarding, but I have various breads. And
I have various breads.
And I am putting one of those loaves into the freezer.
Okay, then that's
you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would say again, I hoarded all of the carbs, anything like cookies. Not food
wait,
that was like.
Is, wait, this is taking a different road. Bread cookies.
I mean, it's like.
I slid that in
I
there.
Looked at my cart and I was like, all of this stuff is really not the epitome of health. I don't know if epitome is the right word, but it's not the vision of health. But I also said, well, I'm in quarantine and I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want.
That's so. Been my entire week. But with that said, yeah. I get behind, admittedly, I bought a bunch of booze, and I think it's natural for us to buy a bunch of stuff that we think we need to survive,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, although I don't think anything I had was something
I know,
that would be
but I
sustainable
that.
For
I know,
a while.
I say that, and then I'm like, but then my makeup and my booze purchases may not be.
But you look good and you feel good.
Well, that's all that fucking matters, right? Like, I have to say, I've been kind of numb to a lot of situations for the last 2 days, and I've looked great in doing it. You just brought me makeup this morning.
Yeah, I did.
And it's fucking way in the afternoon, so that's just how long this day is gone.
It's okay.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. What else do we have today besides our hoarding?
I think that's about it.
Well, that's where we end.
Truthfully.
It. We're just fucking hoarders and we're going to end this show.
Honestly, I mean, y'all know my plan already. After this, I got to find out where my husband is and then I'm going to drink and play games.
Oh, my God. I have to find out where my husband is.
Yeah.
We know where. That sounds so bad. We know where her husband
is. No, he's either at his mom's or the apartment.
Oh, my God. I have to find out where my husband is.
He left
work. You sound like you lost him somewhere. Like, I lost him in the city.
I really, honestly, truly, Chrissy, I can't keep track.
Hope Hassan.
My days are all mashed up.
Please give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcast, all those other jam-a-llamas. And if you're so inclined, feel free to give us a review on the old Apple Podcast. It's easy enough to do, and if you don't know how, DM us. We'll fucking tell you. With that, cheers, my girl.
Cheers.
My fucking COVID homie.
And proofreader.
Well, I'm porn.
All right.
Love you.
Love you more.
Have a great week, everybody. Stay safe. We love you. And we are out of here.